Okay, we had a great Precious Metals interview earlier this week with Franklin Sanders and James Turk. These are two of my favorite people, as you know, in the precious metals world. The interview, as I said, is posted up on the blog. I recommend it to you. We've covered sort of where we've been, where we come, where we're going. Let me just make a couple key points from my point of view. One, I don't think we found the bottom. We've seen precious metals move up a little bit with the announcements and indications from the Fed this week. It wouldn't surprise me to see prices rise as much as 1400 to 1500, but I think we're going to head back down to really find a new low. Summer is a notoriously bad time for precious metals, and I don't think the market has finished shaking out, so figure at least a 50% chance we, whatever this bump is, we still head back before we test and find the final low. I don't think we've reaffirmed the primary trend yet. I give it about 80% chance of reaffirming, probably before the end of the year. But there's 20% a chance it won't, and that's because with the amount of new technology that's exploding out of the lab and into our world, and the fact that we're running a trillions of dollar parallel system, both shadow financial system and literally government breakaway civilization, whatever you want to call it, I can come up with scenarios where, in fact, precious metals doesn't head for new highs. So I give that 20% chance, and I think we're just going to have to watch and see if the primary trend reaffirms. As usual, I think James and Franklin are much more bullish than I am. And the one interesting, to me, the most interesting part of a very fascinating interview was at the end, both James and Franklin say that they think hyperinflation is coming. Catherine, of course, still believes in the slow burn. I think we're seeing the forces that would cause inflation really to be pulled out of the consumer economy, not just here, but throughout the emerging markets and the developed world. Europe heading into recession. So I think there's tremendous labor deflation and consumer deflation to offset the monetary inflation. And as I said in the interview, if hyperinflation really starts, we're going to have a war. So I see the slow burn as certainly reigning supreme for now. But take a listen to the interview, see what you think. Then